Hello, this is Jerry Moore speaking.
Hello, Junior, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy Durante, where are you?
At home. A burglar just broke in and tied both my hands behind my back.
Tied both your hands behind your back, then how were you able to dial the phone to call me?
They don't call me schnoz for nothing.
Here's the Comedy Caravan starring Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore, with music by Roy Bargy and his orchestra and songs by Georgia Gibb. And now we bring you a young man who is the newest rave in Hollywood pictures. Producers go for his face. Directors go for his face. Can cameramen go for his face? And here he is, that gopher-faced boy, Gary Moore!
Thank you. Thank you, thank you very much, my friends, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, Howard. Let me tell you that I was going...
Oh, there you are, Mr. Moore, you preposterous man.
Pardon me, are you suffering from lower plate wobble? What is that noise you make each week?
Oh, that's the way I laugh. Oh, I just love to pull off a good laugh.
Well, you better pull that one off somewhere and bury it. But, Mrs. Wertle, I'm glad that someone is happy tonight.
Why, aren't you?
Well, yes, but I haven't been sleeping well lately.
Oh, but that's funny. For Christmas, I sent you a goose feather mattress.
I know, but don't you think you should have taken the geese out first? You think so?
Oh, what you need, Mr. Moore, is a glass of warm milk before retiring.
Well, no, I tried that, you see. In fact, I got a whole gallon of milk, and the first night I drank one glass full, and you know what?
What?
All night long, I dreamed I was holding hands with Lauren Bacall.
Oh, my.
Sure. So the next night, I drank two glasses of milk, and all that night, I dreamed I was hugging Lauren Bacall.
Oh, my goodness.
Naturally, I didn't want to miss anything, so... The next night, I drank all the milk that was left.
Oh, how exciting! What did you dream of that night?
Getting my nickel back on the bottle. Doesn't that break your heart?
Oh, well, Mr. Moore, I'm almost afraid to go to bed since what happened to me the other night.
What's that?
Well, my sister and I were about to retire when I looked in the closet... And there was a burglar.
Oh, good heavens. With the help of your sister, I suppose you were able to overpower him.
Oh, yes.
Oh, isn't that awful? That poor guy. He'd have been better off if the cops had got him. But let's cast caution to the winds and present the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Now, even when things go wrong,
I love your profile, boy.
Right, you feel better, you even look better.
That guy don't know it, but he's auditioning for a lump on the head.
Oh, Jimmy, you've got an impish gleam in your eye tonight.
You're right, Junior, I'm exuberant.
You are.
I just gave the report proper to an extortionist.
Well, good for you. Tell me about it.
Well, I walked into a nearby fruiterer, and I nonchalantly bought two apples. The clerk says, here you are. These apples will cost you $2 a piece. So I gave him a $5 bill. As he was about to give me my dollar change, I said, keep it, we're even. I stepped on a grape coming in. Good thing I didn't step on a cucumber, I'd be in the hands of the receiver.
Really an expensive joint, huh?
Junior, he makes money hand over fist. Why, in the back of the store, he's even got a saloon.
Wait, a saloon in back and a fruit store in front?
Yeah, that way you can build yourself up while you tear yourself down. And, Junior, what a joint that saloon is. They've got 8 beautiful waitresses walking around in bathing suits. And, boy, is that manager naive.
What do you mean?
With 8 girls walking around the joint in bathing suits, he puts up a sign that says, keep your eye on your hat and coat. Well, I'm watching my hat and coat. Some wise guy stole my waitress.
Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, you should not all be safe for long.
Roy Bargy in the orchestra now, and a Roy Bargy arrangement of Evelina. Thank you.
Roy Boggin is orchestra playing Everland from the Broadway show Bloomer Girl. An elastic arrangement,
I thought so.
But let us not whittle nor dwaddle. It is time to call on my brilliant colleague, Mr. Gary Moore.
Thank you, James. And oddly enough, you know, I was thinking how wonderful it is that you and I are partners. You know, Jimmy, I'd be lost without you.
And I'd be lost without you, Junior.
Well, I'd be lost without you, James.
And I'd surely be lost without you,
well,
Junior.
Well, I'd positively be lost without you, James.
For two grown men, we get lost awful easy.
It's not only us, Jimmy. You know, it's been proven many times that two heads are better than one. Now, if you don't believe me, let me elucidate.
Very well. But you'll have to excuse me, Junior. I've got to stretch myself across a river. You see, I'm playing bridge tonight.
In the year 1882, this country was on the verge of a second civil war. Brother against brother, father against son. And all because of two wealthy parlor game manufacturers named Thaddeus K. Tiddley and Harvey J. Winks. It seems that both men introduced their games in the same year, and in no time at all, half the country was tiddling, while the other half was winking. And the tiddlers wouldn't speak to the winkers, and the winkers wouldn't speak to the tiddlers, and the winkers said the tiddlers were fiddlers, and the tiddlers said that the winkers were stinkers, that they didn't like them at all. And one day these two men met. Thaddeus Tiddley said,
"I'll see you, Winks. There's no sense to this conflict. Why not combine our two games?"
"A splendid idea. What shall we call it?"
"Well, how about Tiddly Whiz?"
No, I'd much prefer Winkly Tiz."
"I say Kiddly Net."
"I disagree. Niddly King."
"Tiddly Wink."
"Winkly Stink."
"Dusty Walk."
"Monkly Stoom."
"Dusty Fox." "Monkly
Down."
"No!"
And you know something? They never did find a name for that game. But then, the next big partnership to be formed came into being in the northern part of old China between two men named Charles Ting and Li Pong. They discovered this game of ping pong at lunch one day while trying to pass a hard-boiled egg with one chopstick. And to show you how successful they were, I should like to interview an average player of the now famous game of ping pong. That dress fencing you in there? What? Tell me, miss, do you enjoy ping pong?
Oh, my boyfriend and I think it's more fun than anything. First, he hits the ball under the table and we go for it.
Yeah.
And then I hit the ball under the table and we go for it.
Where does the fun come in?
Under the table.
Oh, yes. Ping pong is a great game. And remember, friends, ping pong spelled back, which is pronounced gnip gnop. It is pronounced gnip gnop, which is even harder to play than ping pong. But then, parlor games are not the only field which has benefited from partnerships. In New York not long ago, two manufacturers named J.P. Gurr and Alexander Dull met. Well, they pooled their resources and produced a garment which all women know as the Gurr Dull. The Gurr Dull. Now, of course, since the rubber shortage, Gurr Dulls have been replaced by the old-fashioned corset. Now, I should like to have Mr. Dull tell us now what he thinks of the old-fashioned corset.
I have just one thing to say about the corset. It don't mean a thing if you don't pull that string.
Oh. Thank you very much, Mr. Dull. I'm glad we could squeeze you in tonight. Hi, as friends, as you can see, partnerships everywhere were paying off. And in Hollywood many years later, two inventors of card games met, Mr. Homer W. Ginn and Mr. Cyrus K. Rummy. They got together and invented a game that has swept the country. And Mr. Ginn and Mr. Rummy called their game Pinochle. Of course, they didn't want to call it Pinochle, but somebody had already patented Parcheesi. And so, So, friends, we come up to modern times and the latest of partnerships, Jimmy Durante and Jerry Moore. And Howard, you know, the minute that Jimmy and I put our heads together, we knew we'd stick.
But why?
We had to. He got his nose caught in my ear and I couldn't get it out. From Tiddlywinks and Ping Pong, it's but a short step to her nibs, Miss Gibbs. You got something special tonight, Georgia?
Oh, you betcha, Garrett. And for a very special bunch of boys in Ward 5 and Tilton General Hospital at Fort Dix, New Jersey. Here it is, fellas. Please don't say no. Say maybe.
In the orchestra now, and a Roy Bargy arrangement of The Continental. Thank you.
gentlemen, in place of our regular Friday night drama, tonight we present a brief but educational lecture by Dr. James Hollowell Durante entitled, How to Raise a Model Garden or Never Get Caught with Your Plants Down. Now, in this...
Wait a minute. Junior, how can I give a lecture? I don't know anything about flowers.
Oh, now, Jimmy, you must know something about flowers. Flowers, like roses or chrysanthemums.
Okay, if I'm going to give a lecture, tell me one thing. What is a chrysanthemum?
Well, I'll tell you. A chrysanthemum is a flower like a begonia, and a begonia is part of a popular song like When the Begonia Begin. And who wrote Begonia Begin? Cole Porter did. And what's a Cole Porter? Why, a Cole Porter is a man who carries coal. In other words, a minor. And what's a minor?
Well, it's
a... minor is the opposite of a major, and you know what a major is. A major is one rank lower than a colonel. What's a colonel?
Well, he's
a colonel is something that comes on corn. You know what corn is? Corn is moonshine. What is moonshine?
Well,
moonshine is romantic, that's what it is. When you're romantic, you're in love. And when you're in love, you give flowers, and if you give your girl flowers instead of the day off, you'd know what a chrysanthemum is, and I wouldn't have to stand here and explain it.
Oh, yeah.
How do you like that? I ask one question, and the house falls in on me. But if you know so much about flowers, Junior, why don't you give the lecture tonight?
Well, Jimmy, I've got to run now to be on time for my new job.
You've got a new job, Junior?
Yes, I got a new job, Jimmy.
Well, tell me, where is your new job located, Junior?
Well, my new job is located on an extremely exclusive equestrian estate called Exeter Acres, Virginia, Jimmy.
Your new job is located on an extremely exclusive equestrian estate called Exeter Acres, Virginia, Junior?
Yes, my new job is located on an extremely exclusive equestrian estate called Exeter Acres, Virginia, Jimmy.
If I had a bass drum with me, this would be a good time to beat it. But tell me, who's your new job with in an extremely exclusive excrocarium estate called SXA Acres, Virginia, Jr.?
Well, my new job is with Marge and Mabel's Large and Able Livery Stable on an extremely exclusive equestrian estate called Exeter Acres, Virginia, Jimmy.
Your new job is with Marge and Mabel's Large and Able Livery Stable on an extremely exclusive equestrian estate called Excessia Acres, Virginia, Jr.?
Yes, my new job is with Marge and Mabel's Large and Able Livery Stable on an extremely exclusive equestrian estate called Exeter Acres, Virginia, Jimmy.
That's a thinker. But tell me, who do you wait for in your new job at Marge and Mabel's Lodge and Able Delivery Stable and extremely astute equitarium estate called Executive Acres, Virginia, Jr.?
What? Why, I work for one of the keys who feeds weeds and seeds to feedy seeds at Marge and Mabel's Lodge and Able Delivery Stable and extremely astute equitarium estate called Executive Acres, Virginia, Jimmy.
You wait for one of the keys who feeds weeds and seeds to feedy seeds at Marge and Mabel's Lodge and Able Delivery Stable and an extremely exclusive equitarium estate called Executive Acres, Virginia, Jr.?
Yes, I work for one of the keys to feed weeds and seeds to city seeds of Marge and Mabel's Lodge and Able Livery Stable on a scene exclusive equestrian estate called Exeter Acres, Virginia, Jimmy.
Anybody want to buy my interest in this conversation? But tell me, what are you doing, you new job at one of the keys to feed weeds and seeds to speedy seeds at Marge and Mabel's Lodge and Able Livery Stable? Junior!
Why, I'm the scallywag dragging knives for the feed bags for the key to feed weeds and seeds and feeding seeds to Marge and Mabel's Large and Able Livery Stable and extremely exclusive equestrian estate called Exeter Acres, Virginia, Jimmy.
You're the scallywag who dragging knives. You're the feed bag for the key to feed weeds and seeds and feeding seeds at Marge and Mabel's Large and Able Stable Stable on an extremely exclusive equestrian estate, Junior?
Yes, I'm the scallywag who drags lagging knives for the feedbacks for the key to feed weeds and seeds, feeding seeds, and Marge and Mabel's Lodge and Able Livery Stable on a serious exclusive question of the state of Exeter, Virginia, Jimmy.
Call up my congressman. It's a filibuster. But tell me, can I be of any help in your new job as a scallywag who drags lagging knives for the feedback for the key to feed weeds and seeds, the speedy seeds, and Marge and Mabel's Lodge and Able Livery Stable on an extremely exclusive better, Junior.
Yes, you can be a pretty prominent pitchfork
for the
scallywag.
That's all, brother. I hereby tender my surrender.
Jimmy, what's the matter?
I regret I've only got one tongue to give to my program.
The world is far away, the world that's you.
hit it, high note, maestro. What a note.
A magnificent note, Mr. Durante.
A colossal note, Mr. Moore.
And, Jimmy, if I may say so, you look a little bit winded and out of breath.
Well, who wouldn't be after what you put me through? Tell me something, Junior. How can you talk that fast?
Well, it's very simple, Jimmy. It's a mere matter of the storing up of the proper amount of oxygen in the abdominal cavity, which lies just beneath the diaphragm, and the gradual releasing of the stored up air passing through the epiglottis and over the larynx in just sufficient amounts to allow for clear articulation, precise pronunciation.
Good night, folks. It's another filibuster.
Good night, Mr. Durante.
Good night, Mr. Moore.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Colin.
Listen to the Comedy Caravan next week when, once again, we'll bring you the music of Roy Boggy and his orchestra, songs by Georgia Gibbs, and laugh by
Jimmy Durante
and Gary Moore.
In person.
This is Howard Petrie saying, we'll see you then.